किमरंदस्या किन्नंजनाशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासदिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील गुरु महाराज श्रील गुरुदेव शिलाचार्य देव की जय। गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। गौ प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल। कृष्णस वंडरफुल एसोसिएट्स।
Actually,
हम्म,
I had a Gauranga Premananda JPD Prabhuji. I'm not sure if he is attending the satsang.
oh yeah, I've been attending. Atulya Madhura Prema Mandita Priya Mandalaha. In his activities of conjugal love, he is always surrounded by his dear devotees who possess unequal love for him. This is a quotation. It doesn't mention what scripture it's from. The next quality Srila Rupa Goswami explains that belongs exclusively to Krishna and not to any other form of the Lord is that Krishna has wonderful associates who are always serving him with love and affection. Atulya Madhura Prema Mandita Priyamandalaha. All the Vrajavasis and associates of Krishna in Sri Vrindavan Dham give pleasure to Krishna's heart 24 hours a day with their miraculous service, miraculous faith, and miraculous love. Narayan and other incarnations of the Lord do not have this quality. They do not have such an all-attractive character that attracts such spontaneous loving devotional affection from their servitors. Let's see. Oh, okay. One new person wants to join. One second. Audible, John? Are you connected? Audible, John. Oh, okay, they can hear, but you can't talk. All right, so we're reading from Religion of the Heart by Srila Bhaktisundar Govinda Maharaj, Part 2, Chapter 2. And this section we're on now is called Five Types of Relationship. In Vrindavan Dham, Krishna is always served by his devotees with five types of divine relationships: Shantaras, Dasiras, Sakiras, Vatsalyaras, and Maduraras. In Sakiras, Krishna's friends always try to give pleasure to his heart as if they are in an equal position with him. When they eat something and feel it is very good, even if it is half eaten, they give it to Krishna, saying, "Oh Krishna, this apple is very good. Taste it. This is so nice. Please try it. This mango is wonderful. Take it." Or, "This type of play is very nice. Let's play." They play with Krishna and feel Krishna and themselves are equal, only that Krishna is a little more special. In Govardhan Dharan Leela, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill and held it for 7 days. All the coward boys, coward men, and even the coward girls took sticks to help him. They thought, "Krishna has taken the whole of Govardhan Hill in his hand. He has some special power, no doubt, but still we must help him." Next section, parental service, Vatsalya Ras. Everyone has heard how much Krishna's father and mother, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mayi, and Rohini serve him. An example of this intense servitorship is shown in the shloka of Sri Damodarastakam. Rudantamuhurmetra yugmam nijantam karam bojog yugmena satanka netram muhu svasakam patire kankashankam atire kankashankam Kanta Stita Graifadam Odaram Bhaktivadam. The expression in this look is very nice. Mother Yashoda is angry. She is chasing Krishna and wants to capture him and beat him for being naughty. Krishna is running and looking over his shoulder and then can't see anymore because his eyes are full of tears. He is so afraid. Rudantam muhur netra yugmam mrijantam. He is out of breath and so tired. He is suffering so much. Muhu shvasta kampa vire tire kanka kanta. You won't see those qualities in the pastimes of Narayan Leela. Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is vividly expressed in other shlokas of Sri Damodarastakam. The last verse is especially nice. Namaste stu damne spura dipti damne twadiyo darayata visvasya damme namo tadiyai kyai tatvadiya priyai Namo Nantalilaya Devaya Tubhyam. Mother Yashoda wants to bind Krishna with a rope, and effulgences come from that rope, and the author says, "I bow down to that rope." Namaste stu damne spura dipti damne. Who has Mother Yashoda bound? She has bound the creator of the whole creation with a rope. Mother Yashoda has bound Krishna's belly with a rope. These are the pastimes of Vatsalya Ras, which take place in Vrindavan Dham between Krishna and his devotees. Our next section, Madhurya Ras, the pastimes of Srimati Radharani. In the last shloka of Damodarastakam, the author mentions Madhurya Ras, the conjugal pastimes of Krishna. He says, Namno Radhikayai Tvadiya Priyayai Namo Nantalilaya Devaya Tubhyam. I do not want to say anything more. I can only say I bow to Radhika and the Supreme Lord. I can't say anything about your transcendental pastimes, which are manifest in this material world with your divine associates. Your pastimes are infinite. There is no end and no beginning to them. This is what the author of Damodarastakam is saying. Here the author also indicates the glories of Srimati Radharani. I can't say anything more about Radharani's pastimes. They are beginningless and continue 24 hours a day with her Lord Krishna. Her prana valabha, her heart and soul. She is the dearest of the dearest and the nearest of the nearest. Next section, more examples of Madhurya Ras. Radharani's service is briefly expressed in the above shloka. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusana has given another very nice shloka. Govinda Bidha Mandirasrita. He says, if one holds a jewel high in his hand, he can show the beauty of that jewel by slowly turning its various facets. Rupa and Sanatan Goswami have each held the beautiful jewel who was known by the name of Govinda and who was always served by the Supreme Goddess of Fortune high on their hands and shown his beautiful form to the whole world. Only Radharani can do this type of service. Rupa and Sanatan Goswami can also do it, but without Radharani's mercy, no one can do it. No one can give us a second example of this type of exclusive service. She is her own example. A sparkling light of the jeweled pastimes of Radha and Krishna has come to this world through Jayadeva Goswami, Chandidas Rupa Goswami, Ramananda Roy, and from various Goswamis. A small amount of sparkling light comes to this world, and through that we understand a very little. We can't conceive of Krishna's pastimes and of Krishna's relations with his devotees that take place in the Madhurya Rasa and Vrindavan Dham. And there are three groups of Raja Gopis. One is the adolescent group, another is mature and married, and the third is the paramour group. We cannot conceive of these pastimes from our present position. Jayadeva Goswami has written many shlokas about Radharani's pastimes, and they are of the first group, the adolescent group, and it is best not to try to explain them. Next section, loving affection, the law of Vrindavan. Another example of Madhurya Rasa with the Raja Gopis is shown in a verse composed by Prabodhananda Saraswati. In this verse, Krishna says, when Radharani walks in front of me and I feel a little breeze from her cloth, I think, oh, I am so fortunate. Yasya kandapi vasananchala kelonatha danyati danya pavanena kritartamani Yogindra Dorgama Katir Madhusudanopi Dasya Namstu Vrishabhanu Bhuvoditishepi. Prabodhananda Saraswati composed this miraculous sloka. The meaning is, I bow to the direction where Radharani lives. Whether it is in the east or the west, I bow to that direction. I do not know I do not bow to her lotus feet or her house, but only to the direction where her father's house is. And Krishna feels a little breeze from Radharani's cloth. He feels like this. Every day in Vrindavan, Radharani would distribute food to the Rajabalikas by the order of Mother Yashoda. Radharani cooked one item for Krishna, because Durvasa Muni had very mercifully given her a boon that whoever she cooked for would get a long life. Durvasa tani tenho panchanena vara amrita haite Pakatandra Adhika Madhura, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila 6.1.16. Mother Yashoda knew this, so every day she requested Jatila and Kutila to send their sister-in-law to make a sabji for Krishna. When Radharani would distribute that, a breeze from her cloth would come to Krishna and he would feel, oh, I am so fortunate. I am so happy. Krishna feels his life is blessed and fulfilled by feeling only a little breeze from Radharani's cloth. He thinks this breeze inspires him so much that he wants to feel it again and again. He is fully satisfied by feeling the breeze from Radharani's cloth. Krishna gets these feelings from only the breeze of Radharani's cloth. So you can imagine how much Krishna must be satisfied by getting her intimate association. This is Madhurya Ras. These are the type of pastimes that take place between Krishna and Radharani and her association in Vrindavan Dham. They take place in Madhurya Ras 24 hours a day. In Govardhan, Radhakund, Shyamakund, the Manasa Ganga, the Yamuna, and in her house. They take place everywhere in Vrindavan Dham. Narayan can't taste these pastimes. They won't come to his taste. If they would, he would feel they are bitter. Narayan lives by rules and regulations. He is a law-abiding personality. In Vrindavan Dham, the only law is love and affection, or Krishna Prem. Next, chapter 3. Krishna's Transcendental Flute. Trijagan Manaskarsi Murali Kala Kunjitaha. Meaning is, he attracts the minds of all three worlds by the melodious vibration of his flute. The third quality mentioned by Srila Rupa Goswami as belonging exclusively to Krishna and not to any other form of the Lord is that Krishna is the player of the transcendental flute. Tri Jagan Manasakari Murali Kala Kunjitaha. The transcendental sound that comes from Krishna's flute is so sweet that it attracts all the universes. And there are millions and millions of universes in the sky. Everyone becomes half mad and crazy when they hear the sweet sound of Krishna's flute. The courtyard looks like the ocean, and the ocean like the courtyard. No one can conceive where this very sweet sound vibration is coming from. Brahma and others, who are all expert about Shabda sound, are stunned to hear the miraculous sound of Krishna's flute. Section, service attraction. The transcendental sound of Krishna's flute attracts his dear servitors' hearts according to their own service mood. From only one sound, his various servitors get a variety of inspirations. Mother Yashoda hears, "Oh, mother, I'm hungry. Give me some milk and butter, etc." Yashoda shunye nani dehi ma bale, hoila gostera bela sunaye rakale. The coward boys hear, "Krishna wants to play with us. He wants our association." Radharani hears something else, and others hear something different. Everyone hears the same sound of Krishna's flute according to their own service mood, and everyone is simply astonished and amazed to hear the miraculous sound of Krishna's flute. Next section, the original song is the sound of Krishna's flute. Once a lady from Russia asked me if it was all right to play music for Krishna. She was very creative, but she said she never used the name of Krishna in her music. She wanted to know if it is possible to make advancement in Krishna consciousness by playing music for Krishna, even though she never mentioned Krishna's name. I told her, in order to get the highest benefits of life, it is necessary to make contact with the original sound vibration, and that sound is the sound of Krishna's flute. I quoted the following shloka of Dhruva Maharaj. Stana bilasi tapasi stitoham tvampraptavan deva munidiraguyam kacham vachinvan api divya ratnam swamin kritartosmi varam nayache. This is from the Hari Bhakti Sudodaya. And it's quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhulila 22.42. When Vishnu asked Dhruva Maharaj to accept a boon from him, Dhruva Maharaj said, Why should I accept a boon from you? You are like a jewel standing before me, and I have come searching for a broken piece of glass. When I see you standing before me, you appear like a jewel. Why should I accept a broken piece of glass? This is the real song, and this is the sound of Krishna's flute. All vibrations in this material world come from Krishna's flute, and the vibration travels everywhere. It is not only in this world, but it is in the transcendental world as well. All songs in this world are illuminated and activated by the sweet sound of Krishna's flute. Next section, illumination and activation. Through the effulgence of light, we can see everything, but we can't see the effulgent source, the original light. When we are connected with the original light, we automatically see the effulgence. It is not necessary to try to see only the effulgence separately from the original light. This idea is stated in another way in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.20.19. Nararajo dupas chana fajochna rajitarganai aham matya basitaya sabasa purusho yata. When a cloud covers the moon, we cannot see the moon, but we see the cloud because of the effulgence of the moon. The original sound is the sound of Krishna's flute in the transcendental world. And because of this, all songs in this world are illuminated and activated. Everything in this world is activated by the sound of Krishna's flute. When we get a connection with the original sound, the sound of Krishna's flute, everything in this world becomes Satchidanandamaya, perfect. Sometimes we try to get pleasure here through songs, and we may get that ecstatic feelings, but they are nothing compared to the feelings that come from the transcendental song of Krishna's flute. Once we get that connection, any song we sing must be for the glorification of Krishna, because the original song of everything comes from Krishna's flute. Next section, Tansen's Guru. Once there was a famous singer in India named Tansen. When he sang, a cloud would form in the sky, fire would manifest, and rain would fall. He was the king's musician and a great singer. His guru was Haridas. King Akbar asked Tansen where he had learned to sing so nicely. Tansen said he had not really learned anything, but had only learned a small percentage from his guru, Haridas. He said, if you can hear my guru sing, you will never forget it. Akbar asked Tansen if he could bring his guru to him, but Tansen said his guru would never come to a king's assembly because he did not live within the jurisdiction of a king. He lived within the Lord's jurisdiction. Akbar was very intelligent and said, I want to see your guru at least one time. Can you take me to him? Tansen said, you can see my guru, but you can't hear his song. His song is a transcendental song, and you are not qualified to hear that song. His mercy has given me some power, and through that everything is revealed to me. Still, Akbar wanted to hear Haridas sing. Haridas sang early in the morning. He glorified Krishna and lived in a thatched hut. So Akbar dressed in ordinary clothes and went to hear him sing. After Akbar heard Haridas sing, he was stunned. He fell at Haridas' feet. Later, Haridas' guru, Shivaji, gave his entire kingdom to Haridas. Haridas said he had taken this kingdom because he was Shivaji's disciple, and Shivaji wanted him to take it. Haridas asked Akbar to try and protect everything nicely. This is a long story, but the meaning is that Through the light of the transcendental sound vibration, everything in this world is activated. All songs in this world are activated by the sound of Krishna's flute. All sounds are transmitted through ether, and ether is mundane. If we can connect our songs with the transcendental song, which means the transcendental sound vibration of Krishna's flute, our songs will become transcendental. Next section, sound, shadow, and reality. It is said in the Vedic scriptures that sound is Shabda Brahman, Shabda Brahma. It is a spiritual vibration. It exists on the borderline of Goloka. When sound in this world gets a connection with the spiritual world, it must go to Krishna. Here all sounds come through the flute of Krishna, but they are shadow sounds. When the shadow takes form, it becomes reality. It has pure form. Since the mere shadow can give us so much pleasure, how much pleasure can the real song give us? Because of this, we need to search for that reality. It is also said in the Vedas that sound is the origin of the Vedas and that the Vedas are a transcendental sound vibration, not a mundane vibration. They are called Satguna or Vedaguna. Everything in this world comes through transcendental vibrations, and everything here is activated by those vibrations which come from Krishna's flute. Krishna's flute is the original song and the life of the whole creation. Song is good, no doubt, and if it is good here, it must be even better there. We can say Krishna's flute song is the supermost excellent song. Stunned by sound, next section. Srila Rupa Goswami has composed many shlokas glorifying the sound of Krishna's flute. Rundan ambubritas chamatkritaparam kurvam muhustumburum dhyanad antarayan sanandanamukhan vishmapayan vedhasam. O Sukhya Valibir Balim Chatudayan Bogindram Agurnayam Bindan Anda Kataha Bitim Abito Babrahma Vangsi Dvanihi from the Vidagdha Madhava. The sound of Krishna's flute travels throughout the entire transcendental and material worlds. It encompasses everything with joy, ecstasy, beauty, and charm. Everything takes form from that wonderful sound. When Lord Brahma hears the sound of Krishna's flute, he wonders where it comes from. Everyone is astonished to hear the sound of Krishna's flute. Anantadeva, who holds the earth on his head, turns his head after hearing the sound of Krishna's flute. Next section, Gayatri, the flute song. When Lord Brahma took birth from the lotus flower born from the navel of Lord Vishnu, he saw that everything was dark. He tried to remember who he was and where he had come from, but he couldn't understand anything. Then he heard one sound, and that was tapa. He was awakened by that sound and began to search where it had come from and which sound he should meditate on. Then he heard the sound of Krishna's flute, and that was the sound of the Gayatri Mantra. Guru Maharaj said, Gayatri, Moralista Kirtana Dhanam Radhapadam Dhimahi. The Gayatri Mantra is the original song of Krishna's flute. We should try and connect with that song. Songs are good here, but if we are addicted to mundane songs, we will be cheated. When we know that songs are very beautiful, tasteful, and charming here, we should try to connect with the original song. Next section, the flute sings the glories of Sri Radha. The extreme explanation of Krishna's flute is given by Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakshakshatra Dev Goswami Maharaj. He said, everything comes from the flute of Krishna. All mantras, including the whole Gayatri Mantra, come from Krishna's flute. Gayatri Moralista Kirtandanam Radhapadam Dimahi. What is the heart of the sound of Krishna's flute? The heart of that sound is Radharani, because without Radharani, Krishna cannot think of anything. Raya Kai Krishna Hoy Dira Lalita Nirantara Kama Kridi Yanhara Charita. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhulila 8.187. Krishna is always playing with Radharani. So without Radharani, he cannot think of anything. Therefore, Srila Guru Maharaj said, if you want to meditate on the Gayatri Mantra, take shelter of the lotus feet of Radharani. You need to meditate on the Gayatri Mantra to fulfill your spiritual desires. You will be supremely benefited if you try to understand the meaning of the Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Moralista Kirtanadanam. Murali means flute, and Ishta means what one wants to express, and that is the glories of Radharani, the beauty of Radharani and everything concerning Radharani. Everything about Radharani has come from the flute song of Krishna. The Gayatri Mantra has simultaneously come from the sound of Krishna's flute, and the whole Gayatri Mantra has given us this inspiration. Prachodayat means what you meditate on must go to the lotus feet of Radharani. Go there. Go where you will get gold and diamonds. Go to the gold mine for gold. Go to the diamond mine for diamonds. Don't go to the coal mine to search for gold. If you want gold, go to the gold mine. You won't get it in the market. It is in a special and protected area guarded by Srila Jiva Goswami and others. Srila Guru Maharaj means Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, Sri Gora Numatam Swarupa Viditam Rupa Gajanadatam Rupa Dhyaya Pariveshitam Raghu Ganer Ashvaritam Sevitam Jiva Jayar Abhirakshitam Shuka Shiva Brahmadi Samanitam Sri Radha Padam Sri Radha Pada Sevanamritam Aho Tadatum Ishobhavam. From Srimad Bhaktivinoda Viraha Dasakam, Prayers and Separation of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. If you want the property of service to Lord Krishna, service to your lover Krishna, surrender to Radharani and go there. Next section, how to approach Srimati Radharani. When Krishna would enter the forest of Vrindavan playing his flute, he would beautify it with the marks of his footprints. He had a peacock feather ornament on his head, blue karnikara flower on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and a garland made of Vrindavan wildflowers. As he would play his flute, birds would rise to the top of the trees, stop their singing, and simply listen to him playing his flute. Prayobatamba vibhaga munayo vanesmin krishnekshitam tad uditam kalavenugitam aruya ye druma pujan ruchira pravalan shrinvanti milita disho vigatanya vachaha. From Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 21st chapter, 14th verse. When I first came to the mutt, I would sometimes do exercises as I had a lot of energy. Guru Maharaj told me it wasn't necessary to do exercise. He said if I took a shovel and worked in the garden, I would get plenty of exercise. I planted many fruit trees, mango, guava, papaya, jackfruit, fig, chico, and many banana trees. Then so many birds came, and they are still there. There are so many different varieties, and they are always singing beautiful songs. I can see them all day long from my veranda. They play happily all day and live in the peaceful environment of the mutt. They never quarrel and even sometimes they are completely silent. I think this is all the mercy of Srila Guru Maharaj. As Krishna would wander, the gopis would lament that the bamboo flute was enjoying the nectar of Krishna's lips, which was meant for them. Gopya kim acharat ayam kushalam smaveinur damodarara sudam api gopikanam. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.21.9. And the peacocks would dance madly when they heard the sound of Krishna's flute. Vrindavanam saki bhuvo vitano tikritam yadevaka sura padambuja labdalakshmi. From Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 21st chapter, 10th verse. The deer would come and worship Krishna when they would hear the sweet sound of his flute. Danyasma mudha katayopi harinyadeta yanandanandandanam upatavichitravesham. From Srimad Bhagavatam, 10.21.11. And the cows and calves would drink the nectar flowing out of Krishna's flute. Gavastra Krishna mukanirgata venugita piyusam utabita karna putai pibancha. From Srimad Bhagavatam, 10.21.13. Nandiyastadatad upadaryam mukundagitam avartalakshita manobhava bhagna vegna alingana stagitam urmabhujatir murarer grinantipada yugalam kamalo paraha. From Srimad Bhagavatam 10.21.15. When the rivers of Vrindavan would hear Krishna's flute, their minds would become agitated and the flow of their current of the currents would break. Their waters would rush in whirlpools, and with outstretched arms, they would try to embrace Krishna's lotus feet with offerings of lotus flowers. Next section, Gayatri Mantram, the original song of Krishna's flute. This morning when I went down to attend Arati, I saw our Mutt's logo written on the temple. I noticed how nicely it was decorating the temple. In the center is a lotus flower, the disciple, which is sheltered in the water of Sri Gurudev from the shining sun of Om, or Krishna. Below is the flute of Krishna with its divine sound, the song of liberation, descending into this world. Around the outside, there is this one line from Srila Guru Maharaj's explanation of the Gayatri Mantram. Gayatri Moralista Kirtandanam Radha Padam Dimahi. Next section, singing, dancing, and liberation. Gayatri means Ganat Trayate Iti Gayatri, which means a type of song, which if you sing, you will get liberation. This is such a nice process. Simply by singing and dancing, you will get liberation. This is the Gayatri Mantra, and this is the original sound, the sound of Krishna's flute, Ganat Trayate. Nowhere else in the material world has anyone given such a nice explanation of the transcendental vibration coming from Krishna's flute. No religion can make this statement. Simply chant and dance, and you will get liberation. Next section, Gayatri Radha Dasyam. What is the form of the Gayatri Mantra? Srila Guru Maharaj said, Moralista Kirtandanam. Morali means the flute of Krishna. Krishna's flute is for singing. It is not for blasting or for making violence. It is for making the heart peaceful. And a very sweet sound has come from Krishna's flute. What does Krishna's flute sing? If you sing, you must have a purpose, a target, a meter, or a regulated flow. And that target is the name of Radharani. No other sound comes from Krishna's flute. Only Radhe, 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 Radhe. And that sound comes in a variety of different ways. We can conceive something about the character of Krishna's flute from Raghunath Das Goswami's character. Every day in Vrindavan he sang, Radhe Vrindavan Vilasini Radhe Radhe. Radhe Kano Mano Mohini, Radhe Radhe. Radhe Asta Sakira Shiromani Radhe Radhe. Vrindavan Vilasini Radhe Radhe. Radhe Kano Mano Mohini, Radhe Radhe. The last words are Radhe Radhe. Every day in the Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan, they sing this song. Every day while walking on the road or sitting at his bhajan place, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj would sing this song. This sound is the only sound that comes from Krishna's flute and has manifested itself and spread itself all over the transcendental and material worlds. We get this information from the Rasa Leela of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Next section, the original call of Krishna's flute is a call for everyone. When Krishna wants to begin the rasa dance, he first calls the gopis by playing his flute. Only one call comes from Krishna's flute, and that is a clarion call. Once a Vaishnava used the term clarion call. What does this term mean? Devotee. It was a term used in the Middle Ages to wake the troops up for battle. It isn't used much anymore. It also means a loud and clear call. Any call that is loud and clear is a clarion call. Srila Govinda Maharaj. Very good. What is its origin? Devotee. It comes from the Christian tradition. Srila Govinda Maharaj. That is very nice, but it is not their father's property. It is the property of all the jiva souls. It is not the property of Hindus or Christians or anyone. It is the property of all the jiva souls. The original clarion call of Krishna's flute is a call for everyone. How can we understand this? We understand this through Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote in one song, Jeev Jaga Gaur Chandra Bole. Is this the clarion call or not? Kota Nidra Jaya Maya Pisa Chira Kole. We are asleep and the clarion call comes and says, wake up, you sleeping souls. You are sleeping in the lap of illusion. The Upanishads also say, Utishtaha Jagrata Prapya Varan Nibodhate. Nibodhata. Wake up, arise and search for Krishna, reality the beautiful. Where you get love for Krishna. The Upanishads, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Krishna's flute all. The gist of that sound is Moralista Kirtana Dhanam. Krishna is attracted only by his divine potency. She is Radharani. She is serving Krishna wholeheartedly and very extensively with her associates. Therefore, Krishna is always thinking of her. But the sound of Krishna's flute is not only for Madhuri Ras, the chief is Radharani, but for all other rasas as well. All other rasas are maintained by Madhuri Ras, and maintaining means preserving. So the sound of Krishna's flute is preserving and maintaining all the other rasas. Kirtan Dhanam, the real wealth of our life, is the next section. Generally, we refer to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra or any devotional song as either Kirtan or Sankirtan. We use these terms interchangeably, but there is a little difference between them. Kirtan means when one person is glorifying the Lord, and Sankirtan means Bahubir Malitva Yat Kirtananam Tadeva Sankirtanam. Tadeva Sankirtanam means when a group of devotees together get gathered together for Kirtan, what comes from their melted hearts, that is Sankirtan. Sankirtan is congregational chanting with a mood of tolerance, humility, and giving honor to others. But here, our Srila Guru Maharaj has specifically mentioned Kirtan Dhanam. It is a very particular word. Kirtan is not only meant for everyone, but Kirtan Dhanam means it is the wealth of our life. Through Kirtan, we will get everything. Through Kirtan, we will get full and complete entrance into the Rasa Leela, where Krishna is playing and chanting and dancing with Raja Gopis. This is the real wealth of our life, and this is the wealth for all the liberated jiva souls as well. This is why Srila Guru Maharaj said, not only Kirtan, but Kirtan Dhanam, when he gave his explanation of the Gayatri Mantra. Kirtan is the wealth of our life. Next section, Krishna's flute has its own freedom. Then Guru Maharaj said, Gayatri Morali. Krishna's flute is not only a bamboo stick. It is not just made of metal, but it has its own life. It is Chaitanya. It has a conscious form. It is a conscious living being. Krishna's flute has its own desire and its own freedom for the service to him. Everyone has freedom. Krishna has given freedom to everyone. So Krishna's murali has Ishta Kirtanam, Kirtana Dhanam. Ishta Kirtana means a desirable kirtan. His flute has freedom to perform its own kirtan, and this is how Krishna's flute will be happy. Saki murali vishala chidira jalane purna lagar ati katina tvam kantila nirashashi tadapi bajasi sasvach chumbandanam sundram harikara parirambam kena punyo dayena. Vidagdha Madhava 4.7. This shloka of Sri Rupa Goswami praises Krishna's murali because Krishna's murali has its own life. It is performing its own Ishta Kirtan. Ishta Kirtan means a desirable and palatable song, and I can see this everywhere. I can see this in everyone's eyes. Sri Garga Sangita fully describes the glories of Radharani. Whenever I open the Garga Samhita, I immediately see this, and I am sure this must be the mercy of Srila Guru Maharaj. When I stand in the Arti ceremony and see the Gayatri Moralista Kirtan Dhanam written on our Mat logo, my brain is working. The word Dimahi in Gayatri is very famous in Sanskrit literature. Two words are present most in Gayatri mantras, Dimahi and Prachodayat. The last word of the meditation is Prachodayat. It is not that we will only meditate, but the mantra will pressure us to serve Srimati Radharani. We need to know the spiritual regulations and injunctions, Chodanam, Prati Chodanam. That scriptural advice is found in the Vedas, Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, etc. Shruti and Smriti. Bhagavad Gita is Smriti, and Shruti is Vedanta, Upanishads, etc. But here, Chodanam means Purana, Prerana, inspiration. What kind of inspiration? Forceful inspiration. Inspiring forcefully. The mantram's nature is like that. To capture the jiva soul's mind through inspiration and forcefully engage one in the service of Radharani. This is the extraordinary meaning Srila Guru Maharaj has given of the Gayatri mantra. Gayatri Moralista Kirtan Dhanam Radha Padam Dimahi. Next section, Srimati Radharani's Hidden Glories. The glories of Radharani are fully expressed and exposed in the Garga Samhita. I have seen this in Sri Garga Samhita at least 1,000 times. Sri Garga Samhita was written by the great sage Garga Rishi, who was the guru of the Yadu dynasty, Krishna's dynasty, and a friend of Parashuram, as well as many other big exponents of Vedic mantras, such as the Atri, Chavana, Saradvan, Aristanemi, Bhrigu, Vashista, Parashurar, Vishwamrita, Agngira, Dvaipayan Vyas, and Bhagavan Narada. All these old rishis were present when the Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken to Pariksit Maharaj. Veda Vyas himself said this. Atrir Vashista Chayavana Sharavan Aristanemir Bhrigur Angirascha Parasharo Gadhi Stutotarama Otatya Indra Pramade Marvahan Madhatir Devala Aristaseno Paradvajo Gutamaha Pipaladaha Maitre Aruva Kavasha Kumbayonair Dvaipayano Bhagavan Narasya, Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 19th chapter, verses 9 through 10. Even though all these senior rishis were present at the meeting of Maharaj Pariksit when the Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken, Shukadev Goswami did not fully expose Goloka Vrindavan and the glories of Radharani. They were all friends of Gargarishi, but Vedavyas did not expose very much of Radharani's glories. He only exposed a small amount of her glories. He didn't give her glories the way Mahaprabhu did. Next section, Sri Garga Samhita. I was very surprised when I opened the Garga Samhita and found the word Radhapati. I have never seen this word anywhere except in the Garga Samhita. We have heard many stories of Krishna Lila from our childhood, and now I see they have all originated from the Garga Samhita. Some other Puranas have presented some stories, but most of the stories of Krishna Lila originated from the Garga Samhita. Actually, I was inspired by a Sripad Madhusudan Maharaj, who is a godbrother and sannyas disciple of Srila Guru Maharaj, to publish the Garga Samhita. He had been searching for a Bengali edition of this book throughout all of India, but failed to find one. He was very excited when he noticed there was one available in my cupboard. I was taken by surprise that he knew it was in my cupboard, as I myself had not noticed it. It was then I first read a little bit of the contents and found Gargarisha had fully mentioned everything that would be impossible for us to relate. When we try that Vyasadeva looks like we picture him as someone with at least a 4 or 5 foot long beard, but when I opened the Garga Samhita, I was surprised to see Gargarishi's expression of Vedavyas Pranam mantra as Vadara Vana Biharaha Satya Vatyaha Kumara. This expression, Satya Vatyaha Kumaraha, or Vadara Vatana Biharaha, will not come to our mind. But his pranam mantra came as a realization to me that I am only recognizing Vedavyas forms in his old age and not remembering his childhood as Satyavrata Kumar, the son of Satyavati. Rupa Goswami Prabhu followed this process very nicely. In every pranam mantra of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he refers to him as Sachinandana, the son of Sachi. Sachinandana. In the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, Sachidevi is always mentioned first within the pranam mantra, and we are habituated with this, but we have not considered the same process with Vyasadeva as Satyavrata Kumar or Vadaravana Bidraha. When I read this, I was very impressed. I read a few pages and thought, if Madhusudan Maharaj cannot print it, I shall try to print it with the help of our devotees. Finally, I feel Gargarishi chose me to publish this Garga Samhita, as I asked Sripad Sagar Maharaj to do it, and he was able to do it. The full-fledged theism that was given to us by our Guru Maharaj is fully mentioned in the Garga Samhita. Vrindavan Leela's virtual place and position has originated from the Garga Samhita. Vedavyas has mentioned everything in the Srimad Bhagavatam, but very cautiously. Shukadeva Goswami was just a 16-year-old boy, so how much could he express in front of the older rishis? Even though they were all highly qualified in Madhurya Ras, they could not taste what Shukadeva Goswami has given. Vedavyasa himself commented about Shukadeva Goswami that after hearing the pastimes of Krishna Lila, he became mad with ecstasy and went back to his father to hear the rest of Krishna Lila he had not presented in full. What is given in Srimad Bhagavatam is the gist of Krishna Lila, and it is efficient. No other scripture can cross over the prestige of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vedavyas himself, as well as other rishis, have mentioned in other Puranas that it is a full manifestation of Sri Krishna. We can see the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam in this way, so we cannot deny the highest prestige of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukadeva Goswami has given the gist of what he hesitated to reveal in full in that assembly, and that way has fulfilled the desire of Lord Krishna and Radharani. So I think we'll stop here because it's getting late. And a wonderful It was a wonderful talk or a wonderful explanation that Srila Govinda Maharaj is giving here of all these intimate details of the ecstasies of Krishna Prem. Very special book, Religion of the Heart. A religion of the heart, and the heart's expression, the heart's feelings, are not so much concerned with philosophical points, but with tasteful experiences. This is the religion of the heart. This is the religion of Srimad Bhagavatam and of Krishna consciousness. Anyone would like to say anything? Have any questions or comments before we end? All right. Would you all like to say Hare Krishna to one another before we hang up? My dhanyavad suwa.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna. You all, you all. It is nice that we had the chance to read this about Srimati Radharani this Wednesday. Her appearance day. And Tuesday we will hear something about Lalita Devi as Lalita Saptami. My dandavats to all. Haribol.